Message number 130. Atheists and scientists will say that the warning was an illusion. Sunday, July 3, 2011 at 18:30. My dearly beloved daughter, you must move forward, look straight ahead and follow my instructions. Do not turn to the side when you are being assailed by the evil one every minute of the day. Focus on me only. You must learn to understand that time spent in my company, especially at adoration, is essential if you are to keep on top of this mission. The length of time spent in prayer is also important, because the longer you spend in close communication with me, the more graces you will receive. Failure to do so will mean that you are leaving yourself wide open to attacks from the deceiver. My word, my daughter is being ignored by many who do not want to listen. There are many reasons for this. Many of my children today have closed their eyes to the truth of their spiritual existence. They embrace the world and all it offers as a substitute for the bread of life. Many are also wary of false prophets, for this is the age in which false prophets will emerge everywhere. This is the confusion that Satan wants to cause, so that those genuine messengers of mine go unnoticed. Because of the humility required by my chosen visionaries, they cannot exalt themselves in the eyes of the world, for it is not in their nature. The false visionaries will push themselves into the limelight. Their focus will be centered on themselves. Their messages may seem authentic and full of flowery language, featuring extracts from the Holy Bible where it suits, but there will be two key aspects to their messages that will expose them for the untruths they impart. The first is that they will be central to the messages and will enjoy all of the attention they receive. Then finally, you have the messages themselves. They will be confusing, hard to read, and will not leave a lasting impression on the soul. Sadly, my daughter, the church tends to ignore the authentic seers because they must show responsibility in these matters. It is therefore far easier for my church to support those messages which include extracts from the Holy Bible to declare these to be authentic. Not so easy is it for them to accept the simplicity of my teachings, especially when today much of the truth hides behind the mask of tolerance. Not easily accepted either is the reminder of the end times, when through fear and ignorance those sacred servants of mine refuse to take up my cup and act responsibly. This is the most important time in the history of the world. All the signs have been given to my visionaries throughout the last century, yet they are ignored and shoved aside as they bury their heads in the sand. It is precisely at this time that my sacred servants must preach about the importance of my return to earth. They must prepare souls by reminding them of the consequences of failing to redeem themselves while they are still on this earth, for they cannot ask for forgiveness after death. I call on my sacred servants now. Why won't you emphasize this to your flock? Why do you not actively discuss the repercussions for my children during the great chastisement? Don't you know that many of my children will lose their souls to the Antichrist, who is already here on this earth, ready to spring as he waits in the wings? My children must understand that the warning, while a great act of mercy, is only the first phase in what will be a very difficult and challenging time for all my children. For after that, those hardened sinners and followers of Satan will deny my existence. Atheists will say it was a global illusion. Scientists will look for a logical explanation, but there won't be one. Meanwhile, my followers will be torn in two. Many millions will have converted, but they will be confused by the lies spread by the evil group, the One World Deadly Organization, whose goal is to destroy the little people for their own financial gain. Children, if enough people cannot stay on the true path, then it will not be possible to avert the impact of the chastisement. For this is when God the Father will move to stop sinners from destroying His creation and His children. He will unleash earthquakes on a magnitude never experienced before, volcanoes in the most unlikely places, and the earth will be tossed like a ship in rough waters with no anchor to hold it in one place. Please, children, allow the warning to save you all. Accept that this miracle will help save millions who otherwise would have been lost. But for those who do not want to change their lives, they will choose the house of Satan. Without prayer, there is no hope for them, for they will forfeit the keys of the new paradise on earth. Instead, they will burn in the fires of hell. If they knew where this the evil path is leading them, do you think they would change their ways? Children, please help them by telling them the truth. Pray to save their souls if they want to listen, for that is all you can do. Your beloved Savior, Just Judge and King of Mercy, Jesus Christ.